Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
The example of Noah shows us faith acceptable to God. Noah lived by faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Noah heeded God's warning. In West Texas in 2020, the deer are plentiful. Because of that, you know if one deer crosses the road in front of you, chances are more are going to follow. So it is wise to heed the warning you get from the first one. It happened with us in Wyoming with elk. I saw one elk run across in front of our pickup. Immediately, I started tapping the brakes. I heeded that warning and slowed down, causing us not to hit the next two, and we would have. Noah heeded a warning about things not yet seen. The following text gives us an example in Hebrews 11, 8 through 13, about someone who followed God's instruction without knowing where he is going. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Anytime we are called by God, the proper response is to obey, just as Abraham. The way to make this happen is to live on earth like aliens and strangers, looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Verses 14 through 16 states, people who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Life is often that way when we seek to launch out to do things. We don't know where God is sending us. Luke chapter 5, 1 through 7 gives us an example. One day, Jesus was by the lake with the people crowding him and listening to the word of God. He got into one of the boats, put it out from the shore, sat down and taught the people. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets." Peter explained, "They'd fished hard all night and caught nothing. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." They filled two boats to the point they began to sink. Doing by faith what he did not think would work, God blessed him immensely. And so it is with us. We're to serve him in holy fear. God's always called on his people to fear him, and when they did, he rewarded them. Who then is a man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Psalms 25 and verse 12. Wouldn't it be great to know the way God has chosen for you? No question about it. God will let you know when you fear Him with holy fear. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. Luke chapter 1 and verse 50. It is a choice of ours, even our children. God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear Him and do what is right. Acts 10, 34 and 35. Doing what is right involves doing God's will. This leads to a certain result. When one chooses to follow God's warning, two things will happen. By his faith, he condemns the world. And he becomes heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. In Romans 5 and verse 19, Paul states, through the obedience of one man, that being Jesus, the many will be made righteous. Like Noah, God allows us to build the ark God has for us, that we too may be saved with our family. Two Marines had gone through training on how best to survive a grenade attack. Sweep him across the field while in Vietnam, one pushed a limb back to go through the bush. Upon doing so, they both heard at the same time a pop. Each knew immediately it was the pop from an American-made grenade. Each heeded the training they received. They took three hard and fast steps, hit the ground with their boots together, facing the grenade. Both received small amounts of shrapnel. When we, like Noah, heed the warnings of God through faith, we too will receive the same protection from God as Noah. Life or death is determined by obedient faith that heeds God's warnings.
Lord, let your light light up your face, shine on us. Lord, let your light light up your face, shine on us, that we may be saved, that we may have life, to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.